Okay, good evening. Another Off the Lip radio show, show number 926. Woohoo! I'm the Cal Ripken of Surf Skate Podcasts. Today, I'm so honored to have her. I've been talking to her for about a couple of years about coming on the show. And this is my doctor, Dr.
Martha Sandoval.
Is it Bernalina somewhere? Is it Bernalina?
Yeah, Sandoval Bernalina.
We're just kind of calling Martha. Martha's here today. Doctor, we're going to talk about so much. We're going to talk about plant-based foods.
That's right.
My diet, which, you know, and probably the average person, maybe, yeah. You know, and maybe, you know, myself being on the back nine of my life, right? I'm getting 67 years old, what I should be eating, what I can do to maybe extend my life, you know, maybe whatever. And we got so much to talk about. She's brought so much information that you won't listen to the show. You are going to end up eating better, being healthy, being smarter, and being nice. So thank you, Martha, for coming to the show today. I should call her doctor out of respect. Doctor, thank you so much for coming to the show. Let's get into it. I'm coming around.
Well, thank you so much, Neil, for having me here. You're right. We've talked about this for a while, and I've been too nervous to come.
Can you see if I'm in the screen? Thank you.
Or maybe the pandemic got in the way. Who knows why we haven't done it, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah? Perfect. Atta girl. We have the boardroom staff.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So, first of all, I want to... The way I usually start talking to people about how I got on this path is way back when I was a little girl in high school.
Where?
In Hollister. I grew up in Hollister.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah. Local. Almost local.
Not too many people grew up in Hollister, I would think. Right?
Well,
back then, there was three people living in Hollister. Yeah. One of them was you.
That's right. And my mother had diabetes. And like most of us, when you're 18 and leaving the home, you think you're going to fix the world, right? And so I left hoping that I would discover the cure for diabetes.
At 18 years old?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go find the cure for diabetes. Guess what? You found it. I did.
I believe you.
I found the cure. I didn't discover it. I can't take credit, but I did find it. And that is whole foods, plant-based eating.
Okay. So that's good. So again... The cure for diabetes, for...
So, whole foods plant-based eating is a cure and it's a prevention for diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, fatty liver, decreases cancers, decreases dementia, increases longevity. It's fantastic. It's, you know, if you get you get diagnosed with a medical condition like...
Yeah.
Any one of those, you might get one medication for diabetes, one medication for cholesterol, another one for blood pressure. But this fixes it all. This is that works for all of it.
When did you discover this discovery? You were 18 or were you like, did you?
No. So I.
Later on in life?
Later on in life. Okay. Yeah. So I've been working at PAMF at the Watsonville office since 2000. And within the first 2 years, I would say, of working there, I saw that the diseases that used to be in adults started creeping up in younger and younger patients.
Okay.
To the point that I have a six-year-old patient on blood pressure medication.
You do?
Yes. Yeah, and it's all diet.
Can I ask what's that person eat? Just junk food, crap?
It's whatever the parents give them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which
is mostly that. It's what's given in the schools. It's what's given at the after-school daycare center. The parents don't have time to cook, or they don't make time to cook, and they go buy the easy food, right? So it's the environment.
Okay. So even in schools, our government's not taking care of our kids because they're feeding them cheap food instead of food that's going to make them healthy.
Right. And that's part of it is because of the... the farmers, the dairy council, you know, all the people in government who have a bigger pool than you and I do.
Yeah.
So in 2013, along with a nutritionist that I work with, started a program for healthy eating for children. and I worked with her, and then later, at the end of that, getting a lot of children into a healthier weight, parents said, why didn't I know about this sooner? So then with a different nutritionist, I started working on helping children, parents learn how to feed their children healthier, started a program for adults in Spanish, I received my certificate in Whole Foods Plant-Based Nutrition from the T. Colin Campbell Nutrition Studies Program at Cornell.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to learn more, and I became board certified in obesity medicine. But through obesity medicine, I found that my heart is really in teaching people how to eat well, because I can give patients medication, injectable medication, refer them for surgery for weight loss, but if they don't learn how to eat right, the weight's going to come right back.
You hear a lot of people chatter that nowadays doctors only want to give you pills but you're not doing that. You're telling people you need to eat better. You need to eat right.
Yeah,
you
can. Right.
You don't need to take that pill. You can just eat this. Take this direction as far as what food you should be eating, and you're going to get healthier.
That's right. Yeah. And I oftentimes will tell patients, you have, for instance, high blood pressure or prediabetes. Do you want to learn how to eat right, or do you want a medication? And some patients say, tell me how to eat right. And some patients will say, just give me the medication.
Right.
So it's up to the patient what they want to do.
It's their life.
It's their life. But whole foods, plant-based eating, that not only does it treat all of those ailments, but there are no side effects.
Right.
There are no blood tests that I need to do to make sure you're not getting a complication from this diet.
How's it looking? Oh, looking good. I want to go back to you for a second. Can I go back to you?
Sure.
You're 18 years old, you leave home, right? I mean, the day you left home to you becoming a doctor, how did that?
So
did you go back to school?
Yeah, I left. I went to Stanford University for undergrad.
You didn't leave Hollister.
No, I didn't just leave Hollister.
You didn't just leave Hollister and end up in Stanford. What happened?
I just like every other student applied and got in. Then I went.
I don't think every student applies and gets in.
No, I know.
Right.
Then I did Stanford Medical School. And then I did the family medicine residency through UCSF and at Natividad in Salinas.
And you wanted to become a doctor.
I wanted to become a
doctor. And all this, was that part of becoming a doctor, because you wanted the people to eat better?
All of this came afterwards.
It all came afterwards.
Right.
Was this a solution to what we have in this country today?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So obesity has been increasing steadily throughout the years, and that's what that image shows.
Can you point that out?
So right here,
we can get it right here.
So this is from 1990 to 2000, 2010, 2017.
The increase in obesity.
Obesity rates in the United States, and as the colors get warmer, that means the increased rate in obesity throughout the country.
Country's getting fatter.
We're getting larger, yeah.
Larger.
Yeah. And with all of that comes all the medical complications that come with increased weight, from increasing strokes, headaches, heart disease, lung disease, sleep apnea, liver disease, liver disease in the late 70s, early 80s was the common reason for liver transplant was hepatitis C. And now we have treatments for hepatitis C, and hepatitis C reason for a transplant is decreasing, while fatty liver, which is for the soda and bagels that we're consuming, is increasing the reason for a liver transplant. It's not yet surpassed, but it's likely going to surpass at the rate that we're going.
It's kind of a crisis. What we're eating is kind of a crisis, right?
I think it's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah, I really do. And it's across the world, and it's because of the food that we eat.
Don't mean that. You don't want me in there. She wants her in there.
It's from the foods that we eat.
Yeah.
And it's from lack of education. You know, there's not enough people sharing this information.
So I came to see you about a month ago, and you said, I think it's fine, blah, 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 but your blood pressure's high, which I think that's the first time I've heard that. when I've come to visit your office. So I think, did you tell me, Neil, just change the diet. As soon as you change, if you change the diet, then your blood pressure is going to come down.
Yeah.
You didn't offer me a pill. I think you just said to me, Neil, just change your diet, and then you're going to be good to go.
And I hopefully said, come back and let's see how that worked.
You did.
Okay, good. yeah, so...
But I didn't make... we can talk about that later, but yeah, I did.
So
yeah,
so things that you can do to lower your blood pressure, and in parentheses, lower all those other things, cholesterol and diabetes and weight, and is a whole foods plant-based diet. And what that means is eating whole foods as close to the way nature gave it to us, minimally processed, and understanding and taking advantage of plant proteins. So plant proteins.
So there's protein in plants.
Yeah.
You can get your. I don't have to have chicken. I can go get my protein from a plant.
Exactly. All beans, black, red, pinto, garbanzo, lentils, soy. All beans have a lot of protein. They have zero fat and they have no hormones.
But you have to stay on that course. You've got to be strong enough to. You've got to be strong enough. Wear blinkers almost like a horse, because there's Marianne's ice cream. There's so and so hot dog stand. There's Betty Burgers.
Right.
You know, there.
Well,
you get. It's so much to take you off course. You have to be so strong.
I think it's. I tell patients it's sort of. You have to know why you're doing this, right? And you have to get the support.
Make you live longer.
Live longer. Maybe you want to see your grandkids grow. Maybe you want to be able to chase your grandkids at a ball game. Maybe you want to go travel the world. Maybe you want to get rid of the joint pain. Maybe you want to fit in the clothes that you've been saving.
Right.
You know, you have to know why you do it. And it's sort of, to me, it's sort of like when you are saving money to buy a house or a car. You have a goal. And every day you spend a little extra money one weekend on something, but you know you have a goal and you come right back to the goal.
Do you, as a patient of yours, you think about stuff a couple of days before? Oh shit, I'm gonna go see Martha. Better not be boozing. Better cut down on that. You know, I hope my tests come out. But you think about it, you know, a couple of days before and a couple of days after when you leave, when you get your results that come in online. You look at them. They come right to you. But then you get back to your normal life, your normal life, you know, back to your routine of having a muffin with a cup of coffee.
Right.
I had a hot chocolate this morning. Excuse me, sir, do you want whipped cream? Well, that's the only reason I want the hot chocolate, because I want the whipped cream, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, right?
Whipped cream with a little bit of coffee on it.
I don't want the coffee. I want the hot chocolate. I want the cream. Do you sell the whipped cream?
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to... You know,
yeah, it's hard to go to make those changes, especially.
I don't want to go to the coffee shop and have a pinto beans on toast.
Yeah. But you could have, you know, a lot.
But,
the great thing about Santa Cruz is that there are a lot of restaurants now who will sell you avocado on toast.
Yeah.
Hummus on toast.
Yeah.
Maybe not beans, but you can go to a taqueria and have a bean taco or a bean burrito.
Right.
There are lots of options. Most restaurants here have
fish.
Fish is still an animal, so
okay. No animals.
No animals.
So okay, if it's got eyes, you're out. It's out.
If it's got eyes, you're out. If it's got a mama or had a mama.
Okay, let's say we want to go learn more about this. Okay, every time you talk about learning something. You're going to go back to school, whatever, it costs money, blah, 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 blah. You're going to get a class, it costs... What's this?
So this is Community Rx.
How much does it cost?
Free.
What? We like
it's
that word.
Free. Community Rx is
okay.
By an organization here nearby, Eat for the Earth, and it's amazing. It's amazing. It is free. It's offered in English and in Spanish. They call it a 10-day challenge. And what it is, and I'll leave flyers here for people to pick up.
Okay.
What it is over 3 weekends. On the first weekend, you show up and they check your blood pressure, your weight. They do a finger poke for blood sugar, cholesterol. They give you a whole foods plant-based nutrition discussion. They give you a sampling of whole foods plant-based nutrition or food. They give you a menu plus all the recipes for 2 weeks of plant-based meals. You come back the next weekend and they give you another plant-based discussion. They will give you another sampling of plant-based food, and also during those 2 weeks you will get a text or a video or a phone call to keep you motivated.
Yeah.
On the third weekend you come back and they recheck your blood pressure, weight, blood sugar, cholesterol, and you will see the magic that happens with just eating more plants.
TC is my co-host, my best buddy, who's my co-host. TC, you need to be, I hope you're watching, buddy. Okay, because we're you and I have a little contest. We have weight loss contests, right?
Yeah.
And you and I are going to be having a contest about the
Whole Foods plant-based.
Whole Foods plant-based eating.
Yeah. You can both go, you can both join this organization, not join the organization, but go to the challenge and learn how to do it. The last group that was there, everybody lost from 2 to 9 pounds in just 2 weeks. Everybody also improved blood pressure, cholesterol, or blood sugar. And three patients, I said, I think you need to go talk to your doctor about decreasing your medication.
Really?
Yeah, because it's pretty amazing. I had a patient who came through that group. She's, I think, 86 years old. I saw her probably around last September or October. I told her about this program. She came and joined us. And she used to be, she went from not being able to walk because of joint pain to now walking 2.5 blocks a day. Her blood pressure has improved. Her cholesterol has improved. Her sleep is better. She lost weight.
Yeah.
And she's in her 80s. So
yeah.
I have other patients. I think my star patient was 52 or 53. And in 2 months, he got off of CPAP, off of the prediabetes went away, off of cholesterol medication, off of blood pressure medication.
When I have my blood check, you guys check my blood. Is that, you can learn a lot from that, right?
You learn only what you test for. So yeah, we can learn a lot, but it has to be what we're looking for.
Stuff that came back that I was reading, I'm like, what is this? What's that? Half the stuff I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, so depending on what your physician's ordering, so I generally like to look at kidney function, liver function, blood sugar, cholesterol, the total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, all of that.
Yeah, all that. What? LDL? What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Right?
I look at vitamin D levels. I look at vitamin B12 levels. So, yes, we look at a lot of things.
So, you're Stanford, the whole thing, and you just wanted to become a general. You're a general practitioner, correct?
I'm a family physician.
Family physician. Is that what you wanted to be, or did you want to be something more special, like my friend Dr. Hetzler, who comes every year, the surface ear doctor.
Yeah. And
doctor from the sleep doctor.
Dr. Hart.
Yeah. I love Dr. Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I originally thought I wanted to be a pediatrician, but then when I was doing medical school, I realized, and at the end of medical school, you decide what specialty you want to do. And during medical school, I realized that I really love family medicine.
Okay.
And what I love about it is I get to know the whole lifespan. I treat newborns.
Right.
I treat 100-year-old patients.
Right.
I've been here 24 years now, and so I've seen kids grow up and become parents. I've seen parents become grandparents. So that's really exciting. I've seen kids go off to university. So that's what makes it fun, to see the whole lifespan.
But you have to match this whole thing up with exercise too, correct?
You do. I'm glad you said that, because exercise is one part of getting healthy. The biggest part, I would say, is nutrition.
Okay.
The biggest part.
Right.
Because if you want to lose weight with exercise, but you're still eating a bunch of unhealthy food, you're barely going to make it.
Right.
Yeah, so nutrition has to be first.
Going back to COVID, that whole thing, how did you survive that? It must have been so hard to be working in that environment and being so difficult, having to wear a mask, and no one knew what the hell was going on. And there was no instruction manual for what to do if COVID showed up. It did show up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask for a friend of mine, who was here the other day on my show. He finished his new book, Remarkable People. He thinks he's had COVID for a year because he can't taste he doesn't be able to taste food in like a year. He goes, you know, I think I had this long COVID. Is that true? Is that something that's...
Some people can have long COVID,
really?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I never heard of that.
But what it is, it's not that you have COVID, yeah, the virus itself. You have the complications from the virus.
Okay.
And what
is this, twitch is something different?
Well, it's the complications of.
Okay.
Right. So, but what I did see during COVID is that patients who were unhealthier, higher weight, diabetes, fatty liver especially, those
right,
were the ones that got the sickest. Also, of course, people with lung disease. But if you didn't have lung disease, but you had fatty liver, you got sicker than, at least that's what I saw. I didn't do medical research. I didn't.
Right. So where your office is, where you're...
In Watsonville.
Do you have everybody in that place doing all this?
No. A lot of people hear me talk about it.
Don't the other doctors go, I could tell my patients about this?
There are some physicians who also...
But you don't push it.
I don't push it, no.
No.
Nobody likes to be...
Yeah,
be pushed into changing their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you want to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to come from you.
So you're gonna buy more veggies.
I do. I buy veggies all the time. Yeah.
My whole life's gonna change here. I knew it.
One thing that a lot of patients say is, where do I get started? And so it is hard to go from eating an animal product three times a day and all your snacks to not eating any animal products. So that's hard to do, I know.
So nothing you cannot, and nothing that's an animal, nothing that had eyes gave birth.
Beef, pork, turkey, goat.
You listening?
Dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, ice cream, eggs, fish, yeah, all of it. You want to get away from that. And
I like her, but she's really pushed it a lot. I like her a lot, but she's pushed it over the years, like, right?
But haven't you gotten healthier?
Yeah.
Most people have. And whether they do 100% or if they do 50% of their day whole foods plant-based,
right,
they've gotten better.
Do you think the older you get, the more you pay attention to your health? Because it's not, you get out of bed, it hurts.
Maybe, yeah.
It seems like I get out of bed every day, and the pain that I have is... It just seems to move around. It could be here one day, it could be there, if you get older, I think you pay more attention to your health.
Well, you might want to pay attention to your health as you make a transition, because all of those animal products are very inflammatory. All the processed foods that we eat and inflammatory, they bring up inflammation in our body. And that's what's causing the joint pain and the trouble sleeping
and the trouble with digestion. My foot pain for 2 years, I can get rid of it probably by having a healthier diet.
Maybe. I don't remember if we've already gone through your diet.
No,
I've
gone through my stuff.
But we're not going to do it
yet. We're not talking about my stuff.
But what I'll say in general is no soda, no juice, no Gatorade. Soda. A lot of people say, well, I only drink Gatorade.
Fizzy water.
Fizzy water's okay.
Okay.
Although the dentist might not like the fizzy water in your teeth.
Okay.
Cereal and pastries, all pastries.
Out.
Pancakes, waffles, cookies, muffins, croissants. Those are not good for us.
Your Thanksgiving must suck.
No.
Okay. When you serve your Thanksgiving in your house, what are we eating?
Well, first of all, I have to say I don't usually host Thanksgiving, but mashed potatoes I make what I call cowboy ceviche, which is black beans, red beans, corn, cilantro, jalapenos, and lemon.
Nice.
I might make a split pea soup.
Yeah.
I will have some bread.
Yeah.
And roasted carrots. I love roasted carrots. Green salad.
Your husband on this diet?
He is. Yeah.
Is he rushing down Burger King once in the blue?
Yeah, when I'm not watching.
Do you have one of those, cameras in his car?
I don't know if he's rushing to Burger King, but
I know you know he's going to pizza my heart. Since this is, you know he's going to pizza my heart a couple times.
Probably. Yeah. But he's really good. He eats whatever I cook. And, I mean, wouldn't you, right? If somebody makes you a meal, aren't you just going to eat it?
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Yeah. 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 No, I know this is, you know, I know this morning's hot chocolate was something that I looked at the menu and go, should I just have a cup of coffee? Look at that. And I didn't. I just broke down. What a weak person I am.
You're not weak.
But you know what?
It's tradition, right? Huh? You're used to it. It's a habit.
I went to hot yoga and I surfed this morning with the hot yoga. And I did my work.
Yeah.
Now I can have my reward.
It's interesting you say that because some people call it a reward.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, I deserve this.
Yeah.
But really, do you really deserve
not to really.
Be beaten up by chocolate?
No,
by
not
cream,
no.
By
it just tastes good.
Yeah, it just tastes good, and it's and the joy is just the few seconds that's in your mouth.
But okay, we had a discussion about coffee, okay? Earlier.
Yeah.
No, you cannot have cream in your coffee. You're gonna start to learn to drink your coffee black with no sugar.
No sugar, no cream.
That's gonna suck.
So you know, it's
gonna that. Now so, that might be the
the place to start.
Make place to start.
Or the last place to change. As I said earlier, it took me a long time to get off of cream and sugar off of my coffee. But when I finally was able to do it, because your taste buds will adjust.
Yeah.
When I was finally able to do it, I feel like I can enjoy coffee a lot more. I can. I'm not quite at the level where my husband is, where he can taste the different flavors of coffee, but I can enjoy coffee at a restaurant, and when they come to refill my coffee, it doesn't mess up the balance of the cream and sugar. It just simply warms up my coffee. I can enjoy breakfast at home without having to wait for somebody to run out and get me a creamer. I can enjoy breakfast with a friend and not worry that they don't have my favorite creamer. So it's very liberating to be able to drink coffee black.
You know, we're never going to invite you back on the show. You know that, right? Okay. So you got a lot of notes. You got notes here. Is there anything you want to discuss?
Probably one of the other things besides coffee that is hard for people to give up is cheese. So there are ways to give up to make your own cheese at home. You can make cashew cheese. You can make an almond cheese.
I'm not making cheese at home. I want that cheese you can get from France that comes
But if you love your heart, if you don't want dementia, if you don't want the joint pain,
I'm gonna take a picture of you. I'm gonna put it in my kitchen.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Dr.
Like this.
Martha's watching you. Right? Yeah, I'll do it.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be.
That's what I'm gonna do. Like, on my fridge door, going for the creamer. Shit. She's watching.
Yeah. So dairy is the hardest one for people.
Very hard because I love cheese. I mean, why do all these people, all the countries, are all skinny? Like you're in France, obesity. Italy, where they eat like kings.
Well,
you know, dinner was like a 4-hour excursion.
But obesity is increasing all around the world.
Right.
All around the world, yeah.
Damn it.
So it's not just the United States.
I hate this woman. But you're an excellent.
But what I'm thinking too about the cheese is you can have a great green salad for lunch, and if you put cheese on top of it, you've just undone
what you
all
did.
The
yeah.
great things from that salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get
cheese is the thing. So you can find recipes for making your own cheese, which it's not as complicated as you might think. Making your own ice cream out of fruit and soy milk or almond milk online. You can learn more about how to eat healthy through Netflix. If you just type in Whole Foods Plant-Based on Netflix search button or on Google or on YouTube, you will find books, speakers, TED Talks,
everything.
Videos, lots of stuff.
I have to put in a
plug for Dr. Elise Atkins. She's here in Santa Cruz, and she does Whole Foods Plant-Based.
Is that the Atkins diet?
No.
Something different?
Something different.
Dr. Elise
Atkins.
So we're going to have her back here one time?
I want you to bring her,
I'm going to have her here on here?
I'll give you her contact information.
God damn it.
Yeah.
She's somebody else I don't want to talk to.
You do want to talk to her, yeah. So she's fantastic. She also knows a lot about whole foods plant-based. She also received the same certificate that I did. Also a family physician, so she can treat the whole family. Just like me, she knows that that everything we say to you about your health also is true for your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your neighbors. It's true for everybody you love. She too has treated patients from newborn to 100 years old. So
this show is going to be a gift for somebody here.
Yeah.
This is what you need. This is what
you need to get started with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get started with.
Either go get.
And once you get started, it becomes routine, and you just take that. You know, you take that routine path that you've now created for yourself.
Right.
Right.
Right. So for me, for instance, coffee was one place I started, and that one took me years to get to.
Yeah, yeah. Let me go look at my screen real quick.
The other one was breakfast.
Yeah.
So for breakfast, every day I have oats.
Every day you have what? Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Can you eat bread?
You can eat bread, but you want to keep it to a minimum because it is processed flour.
It's processed how?
Flour. It's processed.
Flour.
Right.
Okay. So I want to get Dave's bread from
Dave.
Dave's bread from New Leaf. I like that.
Or sourdough. But again, you want to limit how much you have of that.
Okay. So just about, yeah. Okay.
What else did I want to say? Oh, I wanted to also say the way medication works for weight loss, especially the one that everybody wants right now, the injectable medication, it does two things.
What's it called?
It's injectable once a week, right? It does two things. You don't inject it in your abdomen. It does two things. One, it sends a message to your brain that says you've already started eating. You can slow down on the eating. And two, it slows down the way you digest food. So you feel full longer. Do you know what else does that?
What?
Vegetables. And that's why when you go to a restaurant, a fancy restaurant, and you order your $50 plate of dinner, they first bring you the salad.
Yeah.
Because if you fill up start to fill up your stomach with salad, then you're going to be full on that little piece of dinner that they bring you.
Right.
And when you're done, you're going to say, wow, that was a really good dinner, because they've waited 20 minutes for you to start digesting that salad.
Right.
That sends the message to your brain that you're already halfway full.
Damn it.
And there's no side effects to eating those vegetables. Whereas with those injectable medications, there are potential side effects.
Damn.
Anytime somebody...
I have that $50 gift certificate to Freedom Meat Locker.
don't give it to me.
Huh?
Don't give it to me.
I can't use it anymore. I'm going to give it back to my kid. But and once again, this is something that's important, I think, too. This is a free class. This is free class. This is F-R-E-E. Free.
F-R-E-E.
Everyone likes free. Yeah. And again, what is it?
You would just have to call the number on the sheet here.
Okay.
Or go to the website, eatfortheearth.org.
Okay, and I'll put it on my Facebook page tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And you can use a QR code. They have programs almost every month. I believe April, they're busy with Veg Fest and
Do you have a flyer for this on your computer? You could email me?
I do.
Okay, let's get that down so I can put it up in the QR code. Okay.
The QR code's there too.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay.
What
else?
So, what else?
So, I'm leaving here a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. So, no, not vegetarian. Vegetarian just means you're not eating animal products, but it doesn't take into account that you're trying to avoid processed foods.
Okay.
So when I was in medical school, my lunch, believe it or not, was a Snickers bar and a can of Coke. Every day, that was my lunch during medical school. And that was considered vegetarian, right? There's no animal product.
I guess so, huh?
But it's all processed,
and
so you don't want to eat that.
Okay.
You want to not just avoid animal products, but you also want to avoid process. So if you're
No animal products, no processed food.
No processed food. So if you're drinking that protein shake made out of plants, that's processed. Don't eat that. If you're thinking you're going to drink a protein shake or protein powder, that's processed.
Okay.
I would rather you eat oats in your or a smoothie or chia seed pudding or overnight oats.
So I can make my own smoothie with fruit. So how about fruit? Is fruit fine?
Fruit is fine. Fruit is nature's dessert. My kids hate it when I say that. Fruit is nature's dessert. So just the way you wouldn't eat 5 pieces of apple pie, don't eat too much fruit.
Don't eat too much fruit.
Not too much, yeah.
Damn.
But it's much better than, say, orange juice or the cream in your hot chocolate, right. Right. Because it's got fiber. So if you're eating a whole fruit, including the fiber, that's okay. But if you're drinking just the squeezed out juice of the orange or the apple, there's no fiber, it's just sugar, I would definitely stay away from that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, doctor.
Yeah,
I'm completely depressed.
No, you're going to feel so much better. You should not be depressed.
You know, yeah.
You should feel hopeful and energized.
Yeah, it's here. I'm going to need to go. I never go back and listen to my shows. I can't stand your own voice, right? But I will have to go back and listen to this and just make, you know, get write some things down, what I should be eating.
And join us here.
I'm going to come to that.
Eat for the Earth.
Yeah.
Join us at VegFest this Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the Coconut Grove?
Coconut Grove, yeah.
The VegFest.
The VegFest.
That's going to be a humdinger, a party right there. That's wild. It's going to be a wild night, folks.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. They have lined up speakers, musicians, comedy. There's going to be hundreds of booths on.
And there's a poster on the wall right there at the boardroom, VegFest.
And I've seen it all around town. So in different businesses around town.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking care of me. You're my mechanic. My mechanic right here.
All right. Well, I appreciate that for sure.
And catch all the shows on authenticradio.com. This one's going to be on authenticradio.com, and it's going to be on all the major podcast platforms and YouTube and God knows where. And get healthy.
Get healthy.
If you want to get healthy, TC, pay attention to all this right here. And I'm going to see you next week. Next week's show is my friend Jeanette Bent, who went from her aerial pole thingy-majig dancer to reading the news at KSBW TV, at KSBW.
Oh, fantastic.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
went from that, you did what? She went from that, the pole dancing,
to the news.
Good for her.
Yeah, fantastic.
Martha, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
You're very, very kind for coming on to do this.
Oh,
we've been talking about it for
you.
A long time, and
yeah.
She's finally here. Thank you so much.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you.
God, no whipped cream. God damn it. No hot chocolate. No Marianne's. None of this.